They're trapped in on Hoffman Road. I'd like to make some evacuation orders for all of Pence Road.
November 8th would turn out to be the busiest day in more than a century of Enloe Medical Center's history as Chico's Hospital.
Engine 82, medical, medic unit. We might have an injury.
Here on the receiving end, we saw vehicles that had been literally melted from the fire. You know, all the plastic, all the aluminum, the paint was bubbling.
CEO Mike Wiltermood.
When we first heard about a couple of deaths, we all thought that this was going to be in the thousands. The fact that so many people made it out alive was the miracle of this.
Hundreds of people came into the emergency room because they could not breathe, from those with chronic lung disease to otherwise healthy people choking on the smoke.
There were, thankfully, and amazingly, very few major burn victims. We don't have a burn unit. The local burn unit or the regional burn unit is UC Davis Medical Center in Sacramento.
Paul and Susie Ernest were among the 12 patients UC Davis received. One person has died. Eight have been released. A CAL FIRE captain went home to his family after a few weeks. The Ernests are still there.
My dad has full thickness third degree burns covering 30% of him on his legs and on his hands and arms. And my mom about 25%, about the same, a little less deep. Still really bad, you know. So they're trying to get the skin grafts to take.
Jesse Ernest is the oldest of Paul and Susie's three children and dad to one of the many grandchildren they take care of every week. Friends say he's been at his parents' bedsides all along, showing them videos of the grandkids. He was there as nurses wheeled the couple's beds into one room so they could spend part of their 46th anniversary together.
They weren't able to get so close because there's the risk of infection now. It was hard for my mom because she is more alert and awake, and my dad is just not as alert, and that's the first time she's seen him like that.
While he is sure his parents are on one of the best burn units in the country, he has not been able to get clear answers about their prospects for recovery.
Nobody wants to say anything for sure. You know, they're going to fully recover, they're going to lose their legs. Like, you have to see how it goes every day, and it's really up to, you know, their strength and their drive to recover.
Susie is 66. Paul is 71.
They've always been really strong and carried on after ailments and hardships, but this one's the biggest probably that they have ever faced, and hopefully the biggest that they will ever face. So it's going to take a lot of support from us. I've been telling him I'm going to push him real hard.
He and nurses have been giving them goals every day. We'll hear from a leader of the UC Davis medical team in part 3 of our story. Jenna Lane, KCBS.